Take it away, Joel.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to the Wednesday PHP call, Purium Health Products. We have Dr. Michael Wolfield on the phone tonight and Mr. Robert A. Page, a.k.a. Big Bob. Hope all is well with
AKA
everyone.
A.k.a. also, we're going to wrap RAP with
yep.
the rap.
Right.
Which is really
yeah.
cool. And, you know, Bob, you are, we're going to turn you into a celebrity. This is
yeah.
big.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, Bob, before it goes yeah. to your head, I would appreciate it if you would send Joel and myself your autograph because we probably won't be able to get it from you shortly.
We'll
oh,
probably get him on the
sure
phone. We have
okay.
some great,
so how
great
can I help
things
you guys?
To bring up tonight and talk about. First, let's start up with a wonderful, probably my favorite special that we've had so far since the specials have started.
Yep.
We have the wonderful Crown Star, five-star Crown, a.k.a. Apothecary, the Super Cherry, on
Super Cherry. I like
special.
That.
So if you buy two this month, you get one free. So very exciting. I went ahead the other day and bought four, and I'll probably buy another four by the end of the week. We still have just about another week, right, Michael?
Yep.
Before the end of the month?
Oh, yeah, we got actually right
time.
Now we have today's the 21st, so we have 9 days to take
oh,
advantage
yeah,
of
actually.
the cherry wonderful thing.
Right.
And I want to say since we're now recorded that I have had I've had calls from more than one person. I think it's probably three people at this point who love the cherry juice so much that they have taken advantage of the deal. One person actually bought, I believe, six bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave one bottle to someone who has been saying, well, I should try this, but just, you know, wasn't about to do it. So they gave them the bottle. That person liked it so much that they have signed up and they bought two bottles themselves.
How cool is that?
So this is one of the things I would like to just throw out there as a bonus to think about. And we're going to be talking about this a little bit more later with Mr. Page and Joel, but this idea, you know, when we have these kind of deals and we're giving you, like, you know, buy one, get one free or buy two, you know, give it some thought and, you know, invite some people over, like with the cherry juice, and give them samples of the stuff. Let them taste how good this is. And especially if you have a party at night, you know, you can put out some cots, you know, and they can all take some cherry juice and they might just fall asleep because they feel so good.
Well, it is
yeah,
my best seller.
And it tastes good. Like I said, we've had it on ice cream, and it's absolutely delicious. Organic ice cream, of course. But the problem is that's probably not the best way to use it.
What? The ladies love it. The ladies. Because we've been getting reports that the skin actually improves. We had one lady say, my skin has moisture. I can't believe it.
Now,
you know,
now Bob, did she take a? Now the question is, was she drinking it or did she take a bath in the cherry juice?
I don't know, but we got that idea again and again that their skin actually improves, and we had
wow, that's
women
great.
Wanting to take it because I think Dave said evidently there's a lot of free radicals right underneath the skin. I don't know, but you know.
Well, you know, here's the deal. I mean, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, Bob, because I just want to throw this out real quick. This whole concept of free radicals. Is a little bit of a misnomer. There are free radicals that are, you know, especially the heavy-duty ones. But basically, what we really want to focus on, because we are a whole food company, is that, in truth, every chemical reaction in our body is basically an oxidative reaction. It's oxidative reduction. Now, you don't worry about what that means because it's fancy. But basically, it means that every chemical, biological process that takes place in our body utilizes oxygen because we're an oxygen-breathing, you know, creature. Well, Nora says that's not true. What's true, Nora?
Well, a lot of the major ones.
Yeah, a lot of the major, she's correcting me, okay. A lot of the major functions, I'm more willing to be corrected. A lot of the major functions of the body are oxidative. In other words, they burn oxygen, that's what happens. So when you have that process taking place, our body's constantly creating free radicals. I mean, we couldn't live without free radicals. So what we're really talking about here when we address the free radical issue is the fact that there are free radicals that our body is producing on an ongoing basis. And, in fact, that supports our immune system. We got to have some of that going on all the time. But what we're really addressing is when we have an excess of things that are coming from the environment, like toxins and pollution, and also the excess that our own body creates when we're under stress and angry and things like that, because that's a big factor. And so the nutrients that are in the cherry juice actually are supporting the cellular metabolism so that they remain strong. And it's really a better way of looking at that than, say, necessarily being a scavenger, because science now says that if you take so-called antioxidants that are isolated, you can actually kill yourself. And there's been studies out to show that. But when you take whole food supplements, like the cherry juice, that contain these nutrients, those nutrients are actually not acting as much as an antioxidant as they are as an incredible, powerful nutrient that's supplying the cell with its necessary components so it can do the proper work that it needs to do, which means respiration and detoxification and so on and so forth. So I hope I haven't confused everyone with that, but it's an important issue because it's very confused out there.
Yeah.
And like I said, many, many studies are now coming out that say people who take large doses of antioxidants, and they're referring to the chemical isolated vitamin C, vitamin E, all the, you know, the chemical USP nutrients, that they can actually damage the body. And in fact, it could kill someone if you take enough of it. And so we don't ever sell stuff like that. We believe that the good Lord and Mother Nature intended us to get these nutrients in the form of food. And that's what PHP is all about.
I love it.
I better get off my soapbox.
Well, yeah. So an easy way to sum that all up, you know, let's talk about beauty from within. You know,
okay.
If you take the cherry, you'll always win.
Yep. Exactly.
I mean, it's the number one fruit out there.
Wonderful.
I mean, what is out there that's more powerful than the cherry, the Montmorency, tart cherry?
Yep, exactly.
Oh, that's good.
You know, so moving on along, let's keep this moving. We have a lot to cover, Dr. Mike.
Okay.
So let's start out with Bob, Mr. Bob Page.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's what I'd like to sort of give this a little introduction.
Sure.
I think the idea is, so all of you people understand what's going on here, is both Bob Page, now known as Mr. Robert Page, or shortened to R.A.P., Mr. Rap, and Mr. Joel Calandrillo, better known as Mr. Callow, they are both people who I dearly love, and they have both been in PHP since almost the absolute beginning. And so that's a real neat thing to have. So that what we're talking about here are people that have basically both built fairly good size organizations. And I think that Bob especially can share some really good information, because I think you'll find from listening to Bob that, you know, he's not necessarily Bob was embarrassed, a little bit nervous about being on this, because, you know, he said, well, I don't talk that well. I said, Bob, you talk great. But the reality is the reason we wanted to do this is, number one, Bob and I are going to produce a CD, and I'll let him tell you a little bit more about that as we go along. But this tool is going to be something that is going to help all of you, because there's a lot of people that call me, not only with health questions, but they ask, how do I best interest my cousin? How do I get my husband using some of this stuff? How do I talk to my next door neighbor? And these people aren't talking about it because they want to make a business out of it. These people are saying that because they want to help someone see the benefits that they've helped, that they've had. And I think that is a crucial thing to realize, is that if we all approach this from the standpoint of, we're not in the business because we necessarily want to make money, although, hey, we've all got to pay our bills. But the reality is, I would say that Joel and Bob and Jackie and myself have all been involved in this for a long, long time, because we see the value that we have gained from using these kind of products, and we want people that we love and care about to be able to experience something like that. And so the question is, how do we best go about this kind of thing? So with that kind of introduction, Joel, why don't you and Bob have a little dialogue, and we'll see what we can do.
Wonderful. All right. So, Bob, I'm just going to cut right to the chase.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about how and why you got involved with Purium Health Products.
Well, first, Jackie was the first one that got involved. And she found a product at a flea market. believe it or not, Organic by Nature, another brand of PHP, another brand of, you know, that they produce for another label, ended up in a flea market. And I happened to be taking wheatgrass at the time from, New Zealand. And so I was taking this wheatgrass, and I heard all the science on it, but I never really felt it, you know. So, Jackie.
Now, Bob, were you taking were you taking a powdered product or like a fresh, a frozen thing, or what
fresh,
were you taking?
A fresh wheatgrass from New Zealand.
Okay, gotcha. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was taking it, but I didn't feel it. But I says, you know, it has all this science here, so it has to be doing something. But anyhow, so she comes back, we are at a flea market, and she comes back and she says, I found this wheatgrass. I said, okay. I think it was the Kamut blend.
Yep.
Oh, no, it was the barley. It was the barley in a little jar. I said, okay.
Yep.
And she took it, and she flipped out. She says, oh, my God, this stuff is potent. And I says, oh, she's doing that. She's to outdo me because I'm doing this from New Zealand and so on. You know. But anyhow, we have
to. She didn't have to travel as far either, Bob. I mean, New Zealand's a long way.
I know, but, you know, they did it through the mail, and it wasn't that expensive.
Okay. Right.
Okay, I got that. But anyhow, she called the company, and she says, I love this product. How do I get it? I see you have your phone number there, and, you know. And then she says, by chance, are you guys going to do a network marketing thing with this? And they said, yes. And Jackie signed up that day. Okay. And so she was in, and I was just recovering from another network marketing company that I was in that I was afraid of.
Recovering. Maybe we should have a 12-step program.
Well, they have rehab now for
So, you know, most
MLM
network
junkies.
Marketing companies, you know, most network marketing companies are exhausting because they're designed so that, like, maybe 3 to 5% of the people make the money.
Yep, you got it.
You do all this work and all this building, and you never really get anywhere. You know, it's just you always hear this guy's making $20,000 a month, and, you know, and it's driven by money. And so anyhow, I was on the rim of this company, and I was noticing that we went down to Fort Myers to see Dave, and we got there, and there was like 15 people there. I said, oh, not really a big crowd, but Dave gave a wonderful lecture. I mean, it was really incredible, and I actually got a bit educated. You know, on nutrition, I said, gee, this is pretty cool. I can actually get some understanding behind the subject through this guy, through David Sandoval.
You know, Bob,
so
and we should throw in just at this point as a sideline that Dave studied under Ann Wigmore, and he worked for another company that sold a similar type of product. So he's been involved with the cereal grass industry for a long, long time, and he really does a very good job of telling people so many things about it that, you know, and we have that great CD that I think it's called The Healing Miracle of Green Foods, which, you know, anyone who hasn't listened to it, it would pay to hear it. It's a great piece.
Yeah, and the thing about that CD, if you listen to it, you think Dave recorded it like, you know, like last month. Meemaw, it was
right.
How many years ago? 18 years ago or something?
Oh, at least 18. Yeah, it's up to date. I mean, the thing is good. This is the thing. Truth is truth. And you know how we constantly have you know, the newfangled gimmick that's out, you know, the new miracle healing cure that come out. And they're a dime a dozen. They happen all the time, and they're in and out. But, I mean, wheatgrass juice has been around for thousands of years, and it's here to stay. It ain't going nowhere. And it's still one of the foundations of good health. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay.
All right. So should I continue?
Sure.
Yeah, please.
Okay. So before I went down there, I was dabbling with the company, with Jackie, and I says, you know, I've been working with this website, which took people off of Prozac and so on. I'm going to put this, you know, I've been working with him for 2 years. And I says, Jim might appreciate this company, so I'm going to tell him to go in and sign up in this company if he wants, and I'm going to give him the information. So he went and looked. And Jim was doing a lot of research, I mean, a lot of heavy research on nutrition and these people that he was trying to get off these drugs. And he looked at David's products, and they perfectly aligned with what he was trying to do, and he couldn't believe it. It had the right balance of nutrition in a lot of the products, and he loved the idea they were food. So right away, Jim gets involved and goes underneath Jackie, and he starts putting up this stuff on this website, and it starts selling like crazy. I mean, really crazy. Well, anyhow, long story short, then I went down to see David, and David said, "Oh, you're the guy that put that guy on, you know, into PHP, you know, I mean, Platinum Health Product that was Platinum that time." And I said, yeah, and we talked. And he was really excited about Jim because he was selling so many products. But anyhow, I still was on the rim. I really didn't join yet. And then finally I said, okay, I'm going to join. And the reason why I joined is because the company, you know, I am a salesman, and I've sold direct sales all my life, and I always pay attention to what I'm selling. You know, I really like to sell quality, and it took me time on the rim looking at what was going on, and I realized that Dave, his products were such high quality, and not only were they high quality, but they were low price. I said, gee, high quality, low price. Education. I started putting all this together. I said, this is a no-brainer. Anybody can sell. This is something you can sell to your family and friends and not look over your shoulder and say, God, I wonder if I ripped them off. You know?
Right. Yep.
You know, you really feel comfortable about selling to your, you know, if you can sell something to your family and friends and not worry about anything and know that you're helping them at the same time, God, that is a company I want to belong to. So then I started researching different products myself. I built a website. And I, from building the website, I researched, and found out more and more about the products. I still didn't know as much as Jackie, but, you know, I was getting the feel of what was going on here and what David was trying to do. And I said, God, this is a noble purpose. Not only is it great exchange for what you get, but this guy really has a purpose to actually reach out to all those people that are unhealthy and the 85% of the people that aren't taking nutrition and give them these products so that they can enhance their health and replace the food that they're not, you know, that they're really not getting. And this came up in a few lectures when he was speaking, and I said, gee, this is great. And now we have even a purpose. It's not money, it's this, you know. But anyhow, when I first got in, the commission structure was not that great. And I started really getting personally involved because of the purpose. And I started looking at the commission structure, and I said, gee, you know, they're giving away this over here, and they should be giving it to the salesman. And so I started talking to them, you know, Amy and Dave, and it took me 6 months. And every time I would call them, and I would say, you know what, Dave, you should take this commission structure and flip it over here, and you'll get a lot more mileage out of it because, you know, you're validating the salesman and not the consumption, and you're going to get this thing taken off. So finally, after 6 months of twisting and, you know, keep bringing it up, he said, okay, he's going to do it. You know.
I want to jump in and say, I remember a few years back, Bob, being at the Pure Planet Oasis with you, going over this with you.
Yeah, so.
You remember that? Yeah, it was a battle.
Yeah, I remember.
Talk about a battle.
Well, truth always wins out. You know, that's a good thing.
So anyhow, he did change it. But what happened was nothing happened. The company didn't take off. And I kept, 3 months later, I said, you know, I'm doing great. I've never heard anybody having a 43% commission. I mean, where do you get people that give you 43% on your first sale? And then you get 23% residual. That's enough to live on right there. And then you got four more levels, and, you know, I was adding it all up. And because when you sell like I sell, you know, the most you get is 15%. You know, you might be selling a car or you might be selling a house, but, you know, you get different levels of commission. But I still seen this as pretty exciting commission structure. And but anyhow, what I realized is I wrote it up to Dave and Amy. They never really announced it, that they changed the structure and made a big deal out of it. So they did that, and boom, the thing just popped. You know.
Yeah,
and,
you do have to tell people that you've got something good going. I think that's an important. I just want to throw in that here, not only about that, because that was very good, Bob, that you brought that up, but so many of us, and I've done this myself, is we think that we've explained something to somebody, and we haven't. And they're looking at us like, you know, are you going to tell me something? You know, and it's like we think we've already done it, and we haven't, or we didn't explain it in a way that made sense, and we have to make sure that we have to get validation that they heard what we said.
Yeah, and I want to say, Michael, that it's the way you say it a lot of the times, too.
Right.
Like, having enthusiasm, it's contagious, you know. Enthusiasm is contagious. So it's all how you put it in perspective to when you're speaking to somebody, because when I'm enthusiastic and passionate about the business and about the products, people come aboard. When I'm talking like I'm half asleep and not really into it, you know, and just kind of just passing it on, I get zero results.
Either that or you tell people when you're half asleep, well, I drank too much cherry juice, so you'll have
to wait till I get. Happens. I'm ODing on the cherry already. My wife's, you know, hiding it on me. But, no, it's something to really, you know, look at and reflect back on.
It is.
That's, I think, a lot of times when, I mean, I have people that I actually personally bring in, and sometimes I'll do a three-way with them or, you know, listen to their pitch or listen to how they're speaking about the product or the compensation plan of people. And it's like, I wouldn't buy from that person, you know?
Right, yeah.
There's nothing there. No matter, I don't care how good the product, you know? So it's in a matter of two. That's something else that we could talk. That's another conversation, another call. But it's something to just look at.
Yeah, a lot of people just look at the compensation plan. You'll get your networkers coming into the company and saying, "Gee, it doesn't go down into an infinity, and you don't have enough levels here, and you don't have enough of this and enough of that." But usually, when you can pay into an infinity, usually they don't have a product. They usually have some kind of watered-down version of something, and they're overcharging.
True.
You see what I mean? And so they can pay out all that. But this is a company that is really strong commissions. This is more of an Avon-level company where it's actually paying very strong to the guy that actually selling.
And Bob, I want to throw something in here, too, just from the inside track to share with people, is, you know, when I first started working with Dave and Amy, I can say without a doubt that, you know, neither one of them were very fond of network marketing because they said exactly what you just reported, you know, watered down products that are overpriced. And we as a company, and most of you people know this, is that, you know, we are a manufacturing company and we make over 100 products for other companies around the world, not just the products that we sell. So we're making a lot of different things. And we have made, and still do, we make, you know, products like green juices and things like this for, you know, for companies overseas and whatever. And we see what they're charging for them, you know, and we say, wait a second, you know, is this the way, you know, this isn't a service in my book. And I think that's where Dave and Amy and I definitely agreed. If you're gonna sell smoke screens, then that's what you're doing. You know, you got to have something that you personally believe in, so that when you are talking to someone, you're talking from your own experience, not from your pocketbook. If you're talking from your pocketbook, I just don't think it can be that successful unless that's what you are.
Exactly. And you know, I sold all my life, and I always paid attention to what I was selling to make sure I wasn't ripping anybody off, because basically I knew my term of selling would end if I did that. In other words, like, I wouldn't feel very good about myself. And, you know, yeah, you can go run around selling water and chasing money, but, you know, in the long run, you know, you're really better off and much happier selling the real thing. And when I found out that, first of all, I didn't even know there was a real thing.
Right, so, exactly. We didn't either. That was the thing that was interesting, is that,
you know, I listened to David, and I actually said, oh, wow, this is the real thing. But to make a long story short, just to give you an example, I had a lady come up to me at the show we were in Miami.
Yeah.
And this poor lady, she was 63 years old, and her husband was same age, and he had a triple bypass. And she was, you know, her hands were all screwed up, you know, from arthritis. She was on medical lines, really trying to get it straightened out. And I said, we can help you with that. She says, you can. I said, yeah, we'll take care of that. Yeah, we can help you. You know, nutrition, you need the raw materials to support the body, and you need to, get those raw materials. And I really recommend the apothecary to help you out here. And I didn't make any claims or anything. I just said, do this, you know. And, to make a long story short, I sold her $170 worth of products. at the show, and she says, you know, she started taking the products right away. She was at the booth right next to us. And she came in the first day, and I said, how you doing? She says, nothing, not much. I said, okay. And then the next day she came in. I said, how you doing? She said, you know, I can move my hands in and out. I can't believe it. I've been walking around with my hands crimped up. I couldn't move them, and now I can move them in and out. And I said to myself, I just sold this lady a $19.50 bottle of Apothecary. She probably spent, you know, a ton of money on medical bills. And in 2 days, this lady is moving her hands back and forth, you know. And what is that worth to this lady? I charge $19.50 for this product. You know what I mean? And so this is stuff that we're selling. And see, from my viewpoint, is ridiculous. I mean, it's like, it's very low priced, and it's very high quality, and it's amazing. It's just, the results are amazing. I've taken more people off medication and helped more people. So that's what the call is going to be about with Michael and I.
Yeah, tell us, you have this idea, which I think is great, Bob, about doing the CD. So tell us exactly who we're going to be talking to on this CD.
Well, you know what I realize is 85% or 90% of the people out there are not involved with nutrition. They don't even consider that nutrition could solve any of their problems. So they're sort of like they're in a dilemma, so to speak. When they look at nutrition, they know that doesn't help. So they end up on medical drugs. Now, the reason why they end up on medical drugs is because the law says that the drug industry can make claims. So a claim is actually a hard sell in the industry, in my industry, as far as sales are concerned.
Yes.
When you can make a claim, like you say, okay, you have cancer. If you don't get radiation, you're going to die. So that's a hard sell. Okay, it's nothing wrong with a hard sell. It's the way you're supposed to sell. Most people soft sell, and they say, oh, go home and think about it. But really, in order to get your business going, you have to learn the hard sell. But we can't use claims. So the industry, the whole nutrition industry, has their hands tied, meaning that they can't align the products with the problem. So the drug industry, of course, everybody's on drugs. It's like people are on 15 drugs, and so they're really doing a great job hard selling.
But Bob, let's just interject something right here, just so we get people on the right page here. I think one of the important things to remind folks is, you know, because of the way our government works and the pharmaceutical industry and the FDA and so on and so forth, it is now legal for a drug company to use the word cure. They can say, we have a drug that will cure X problem, okay? They legally can say that. Now, I think it's important to note that there's a huge difference between the laws that man makes and natural laws that are from nature. And whether we make a law that is in accordance or opposition with natural law will never change natural law. And natural law has imbued the human body with the ability to heal itself of anything. Hippocrates said that over 2,500 years ago. The body is self-healing. And so the fact is that we are in a position which is actually wonderful because we speak the truth. We don't sell products to cure, mitigate, or fix a disease because the body does that itself. We provide products that the body can use to support its own healing process because the body just needs the right tools. And that's what we do, which is honest. And the pharmaceutical industry, as you're talking about, Bob, which with their hard sales, because I've heard it myself, oh, you know, do this or you're going to die. You know what I mean? They are legally empowered to be able to do that, but that doesn't make it correct. And I think it's important that people who are listening to us understand that just because a doctor says something doesn't make it true.
Well, it's just a hard sell.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Yeah, it's a way of hard selling. In other words, most of your industry is hard sell. Like even your car industry, that's why you see so many cars out there. They don't patty cake around. You know, you come in and say, oh, my car isn't safe anymore. And they say, well, yeah, your car isn't safe anymore. You better get a car. And so it's sort of like that's the way the industry operates. But they're in a better position to hard sell than we are.
Right.
And so we're kind of, that's why we're at 10% of the market and then 90.
Right.
So it kind of ties our hands. But to explain what I had in mind is I wanted to interview someone that, or two people, or maybe more if I can find more, that I got into the Purim Health products because I wanted to help them. One lady was high blood pressure, stomach problems, all kinds of things. I mean, she was on a ton of stuff. Not only was she on a ton of stuff, mentally and emotionally, she was like kind of worn out.
A wreck. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, it was. It's even more than that. I mean, because basically, she didn't felt that she was getting cured. She looked at the side effects. Didn't feel good about the side effects.
Yep.
So I said, you know, you got to try the wheatgrass. You know what I mean? So anyhow, I sold her the wheatgrass for $18. And I always have my products with me, the apothecary or the wheatgrass, because it eliminates a lot of steps in the sale. If you're going to sell somebody, you don't want to say, oh, now you got to go to the website, and then you got to go to this, and then you got to click on that. And no, I want to get the product to them as quick as I can. So I carry a little can of Kamut and apothecary with me, and I put as many people on it as I can. And usually... I haven't had success in just putting them on a pot of cherry, but I put them on both. So this lady went on it, and we're gonna talk to her. We're gonna get her to explain what drugs she's been taking, and what happened when she went on the Kamut, and did she like the taste? She's probably gonna say no. You know, after 3 or 4
days.
And
these are basically people who have not been involved in network marketing before, correct?
Well, not only that, they haven't been involved in taking nutrition.
Right. Exactly. Yep.
In other words, you think that everybody's taking nutrition? Forget it. I mean, most people out there have taken a few vitamin pills. The nutritional industry is cornered. It's small. It's tiny.
It's very small. Right. Yep.
You know what I mean?
No, there's plenty of room for all of us because, exactly. I totally.
Yeah, it's tiny. So basically, there's this huge, huge ocean of people that are now in worse shape than they were before we're given all this medication.
Yep.
Because the medication does, it may be healing something, but boy, it seems to take a lot away too. So, I started working with this lady and she, am I talking too long?
No, you're doing a fine job, Bob. You're rapping good.
So I talked to this lady and, what I want to do is I want to interview this lady, okay? Michael, and I'm going to have Michael ask what drugs you want, and Michael can explain what that means and what that does to her on the side effect level, and then what happened when she started taking the wheatgrass, and then, how long she's been on the products, ask her, and then she's going to tell you. And this is a lady that really has never been in, never really went into a nutritional center or has really taken much. She's took a few vitamins maybe. And then we're going to talk to her about how many products she's taking now, which she's taking a lot, and what is her physical health now.
Right, the
and
difference in how she feels now versus how she felt when she met you.
Yeah, now she's off all medication.
Yeah.
And she's off, she's just doing wonderful. She's happy. She's bouncy, And then we're going to ask her, hey, did you turn anybody else on to these products? And of course she did because... when you get such a great win, that's what happens.
Right, let me just interject something right here, Bob, because I think you're doing a great job in giving people ideas about, okay, in other words, we have to have the confidence to know that we have something to offer that's good. How do we have that confidence? We have that confidence because we're using the products. Simple as that. If we're using Kamut, which I know Bob's using, if we're using the cherry juice, which Bob, Joel, everyone loves that stuff. If we're using that, it's not hard telling someone else about it. But here's what we need to understand, and I think this is important. I want to read a short list here. This is actually called the 10 Biggest Healthcare Lies in America. And this has been compiled by Mike Adams, who's considered the Health Ranger. And he's a sharp guy. But this is just basically what is out there in America right now in terms of media, and this is what people are being told over and over and over again, okay? Number one lie, vaccines make you healthy. Number two, pharmaceuticals prevent disease. Number three, doctors are experts in health. Don't laugh too much, Bob. You, Joel, hold on to yourself, would you? Number four, you have no role in your own healing. That's one of my favorites. Number five, disease is a matter of, this is great, disease is a matter of bad luck or bad genes. Number six, screening equals prevention. Seven, health insurance will keep you healthy. That's a good one. Number eight, hospitals are places of health and healing. Number nine, conventional medicine is advanced, quote-unquote, state-of-the-art medicine. And number 10, more research is needed to find cures. Now, I think all three of us can honestly say that those are pretty doggone funny. Wouldn't you say, Joel?
Dumbfounded right now.
Exactly. But this is what Americans are being shoveled into their brains on a daily basis. And so when we start talking to someone, and this is why I think this CD is going to be so valuable, Bob, is that these are people that have been listening to these lies. And it's not that they believed them, but they were confused because they thought they should believe them. But while they were trying to believe them, they were noticing they're not working. You know, I just heard a thing on the radio the other day. We've all heard of Fosamax, you know, the drug for choice for osteoporosis. Okay, so you take Fosamax, and it's going to prevent you from losing calcium in your bones. Now, just on the surface, that sounds like a great thing to do if you're having osteoporosis, because we all know, and doctors will tell you this, that osteoporosis is when the body starts losing calcium, and your bones get weak. Okay, so when you take Fosamax, the body can't do that anymore. The body cannot steal calcium from the bones. So, I mean, for most people who are thinking, who've been educated by these 10 lies, that seems like a good thing. Well, it just so happens that one of the new side effects of taking Fosamax and Boniva and the rest of these, you know, calcium-inhibiting stealing drugs, is that it's been discovered that people are developing, women are developing femur fractures in their femur bone, which is the biggest bone in the body, not near the knee, which is where it usually breaks if you have a fall or something, but it's breaking right in the middle of the bone where there's not even that much blood flow, so it's very hard for it to heal. That's a side effect of taking this drug that's supposed to be helping osteoporosis. So if you wonder why people are confused, there's good reason, because they're hearing statements that are supposed to be the truth, and then they're hearing information that does not align itself with these statements. And so we come in there and we say, instead of telling, we don't say, look, this is a bunch of nonsense, don't listen to your doctor. We let them draw their own conclusion. The fact is the body self-healing. The body has everything it needs, but we have to cooperate with natural law. And if we remember that natural law and man-made law are not always the same, we're going to feel a lot more confident. So I just wanted to throw that in, because that's what we're up against, Bob and Joel. I mean, what I just read is what people are hearing every single day.
Yeah, and another thing is that I noticed, just because we're always out there, you know, we're always amongst people and talking to people, is that nobody ever gets cured. And it's sort of like, it almost looks like the drugs they're taking is actually sort of preventing them from actually getting healthier.
Yep.
And you know what I mean? You ask them how long you've been on these things, and you'll find out that these people have been on them for a very long period of time. In other words, you never get rid of your high blood pressure. You always have to take this medication. You never get rid of these things. And so these drugs are wearing these people down. And I'm not saying don't take the drugs, but...
People need drugs. I'll be the first to admit that. Stephen Sinatra is a world-class cardiologist. He'll tell you there are times when you need to take a drug to save someone's life, but you don't stay on it the rest of your life.
Well, when we talk to people, we find that they're pretty long-term, and that they consider themselves, it has to be built into their budget to keep on these drugs in order to keep these reactions going. And, you know, and so they're pretty discouraged. You know, when you talk to these people, you'll find that they're very concerned. I don't know if anybody has an issue or ever had an issue about your body, but when you do have issues about your body, your attention is always on it until it actually gets fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like it kind of ruins you. It kind of concerns you. It kind of upsets you. So as long as you have that, you're going to be walking around a little upset, a little, because you really want the machinery to run correctly. So basically these people are on these drugs, and they know the body is not running right, and they know it's just not, you know, good to be on these things. So they always have a bit of their own mental attention stuck on not only their physical but mental attention on stuck on being unhealthy and not really getting the issue handled. So, you know, you come along and you say, you know, your body needs raw materials and it does need a nutrition and it does need help, and you're not getting it from your supermarket and you're not getting it, you know, and they all will agree with you that they don't feel they're healthy.
Yep.
And that's your entrance right there, because that's your hard sell right there. As soon as you discover that, they realize, hey, you know, I know I'm not healthy. I know I'm not eating right. I know I'm on the run. You know, and I know I'm eating fast food, and I know I'm not supposed to eat ice cream every night. And so they know. And they know they're deteriorating, and they know they're falling apart. And when you come along with nutrition, you don't have to tell them you're going to cure their illness. All you have to do is say, hey, you know, you need to get healthy, and these products will be a beginning. So let's start you. What I do is I sell the Apothe Cherry and the Kamut for $45. And I just try these two products. And, you know, in most cases, you know, it's about one out of three. Okay? To be honest with you, about one out of three.
Yep.
I go, whoa! You know, they think they died and went to heaven. You know, it's like, whoa! But then, you know, they start taking that and they say, what else do they have? And then people get a natural interest and digging in and finding more, and then they start letting go of this medication or this or that.
Yeah, well, 33, I mean, let's put this in perspective, Bob, because we're going to have to go in a second, but 33%, if you are a baseball player and you're hitting 33%, you're making $1 million easily.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 333 is a good batting average. So keep in mind that everyone out there needs what we have, because we're not selling snake oil. We are selling food, and everyone is not eating properly. So everyone can benefit by this. Is everyone going to take us up on this? No, they're not ready. We have to find the people that are ready. And the only way you find people is to confidently know that what you've got is great, and you're just willing to let people know that it's great and, you know, let the chips fall as they do. But you can't be apologetic about it. You just have to know from your own heart that, hey, this is cool stuff, man. I mean, anyone would be, you know, is going to feel better. And I always tell people, Bob, you know, people say to me, you know, because I say, you know, you try our barley juice, you try our Kamut blend. I mean, it's like it's the best bang for the buck. And no one complains about the price. And they say, well, what's it going to taste like? And I say, well, if you've never had something like this, the first time you drink it, you're probably going to say, you know, this tastes like my front yard. And that's fine, because after you've taken it for about a week, you're going to say, you know, my front yard doesn't taste so bad. And after a month, you're going to say, you know, I think I like this. And so I always remind people that we've all become accustomed to all the wrong tastes. And so when you start putting real food in your body, hey, it takes a while to get used to it, but your body will respond so well. I mean, your digestion. I have had people tell me, even just after two or three servings, my gosh, I can't believe how much better I'm going to the bathroom and having bowel movements. I said, well, that's a good benefit.
Wow.
Well, on that note,
I mean, one last thing.
Let's wrap it up. I just wanted to say that
the main thing that I love about the company is that David is a very well-hatted nutritionist. And this we take for granted. I mean, he literally has come into my area. I put 50 people in a room with 20 or 30 people, and he's closed them all. I mean, you know, you really don't find that kind of activity in a company where the owner is actually out there peddling his goods.
Right.
And then Amy, who is like amazing, they were coming up with a marketing plan that Liora had, and they were going back and forth on it, and it was like, you know, it was kind of uncreating their company, but it would make them a lot of money, you know. And they said, Amy says, you know, I couldn't do that. She says, we're not into money like that. We want to make money, but we really don't want to just make money.
Exactly. No, that's why I'm still with these guys, because to me is what it's about. It's about caring enough to help people.
Yeah. These are real people that want to help. This is not one of those slick games that you get involved in that is employment. You know, where you are getting hired to sell something, and you're going to make a whole ton of money, which you're not really going to. If you look into the statistics, you know, these network marketing companies, only a few people make money. But in this company, everybody can make money.
Right.
Because the commission structure is centered around the sale, meaning that, you know, it's set it in the front, and it isn't something that drives all the way up to the guy who is big, and, you know, everybody can go out and make 43%, 23%, and just make a living off of those two commissions in this company. So, anyhow,
well,
like I said,
Bob, you walk around with your cherry juice and your Kamut blend, and you got something to show people.
Yeah, and well, I get it in their bodies right away because the Kamut always has an impact,
which is great.
It's my favorite product. And
we're just about out of time.
Yeah, we're just about out of time. One thing that we are trying to do for all you folks that are listening, because I've heard this many times, is we really want to try and keep these calls as concise as possible, well under an hour, because we realize everyone's life is busy, and we also want to remind you that these calls are will be in your back office, so you can Debbie's putting an index with them, so you'll see what we talked about each week, and they're also on the replay line for an entire week up until next Wednesday. And speaking of that, Joel and I will be back next Wednesday, although I think you're probably going to hear us recorded because I'll be gone, but there'll be a call. So you may not be able to call in. If you call in before the hour, you may just hear blank until the hour comes up.
Yeah, it'll be fine. I'll be on probably before the hour talking to everyone.
Oh, cool. Excellent.
Okay.
So that's about it, folks. Bob, we really, really appreciated Rapping with Rap.
Rapping with Rap was great. Looking forward to having you back.
We'll have to do this again. We have to get your fine wife on one of these days.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, be well, be happy, be healthy, wellness.
Yeah.
Happiness. Keep it going.
Take good care, and God bless everybody.
And everyone take advantage of the cherry special. I don't think you'll see that again.
You got it.
Be well.
Drink it up. It's wonderful.
Good night, everyone.
God bless.
Bye-bye.